Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Digital transformations are complex endeavors. The good news is that there's a lot of experts and thought leaders in the industry that can give us guidance and lessons to help us be better at our digital transformations. So who are the top thought leaders in this space? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And as I prepare for videos like this, as I write material, as I consult with organizations throughout the world, as in our consulting practice, one of the things I love to do is continuously learn. And one of the best ways to continuously learn is to scour the internet, network, and learn from other people. And that's something I've done, I think, very well over the last 20 years. And over the years, I've sort of gravitated to my favorite thought leaders, the people that I think provide the most value and different perspectives and viewpoints and different styles of presenting information and best practices to help organizations through their digital transformations. So what I want to do today is talk about, in no particular order, who some of my favorite thought leaders are in the digital transformation space and some of the people I think you should be following. One of the thought leaders I think is most important to follow is Emma Roloff with Roloff Consulting. And Emma is someone that I just started following in the last 2 or 3 years, and she's very effective, especially in the arena of organizational change. And the reason I like Emma so much is she has a very entertaining and energetic way of getting across complex topics in a very simple way. So here's a clip of Emma and a presentation that she recently provided to give you a flavor of Emma and her background.
But this vision needs to be the driving factor behind everybody marching in the same direction with your transformation. And it can't simply be, we know we need a new tool. There needs to be something behind it that allows every employee who's impacted by that change to latch on to the why and create their own individual what's in it for me statement. Your employees are not going to be motivated to adopt your tool or to help offer suggestions to improve your implementation if they don't care about the income because it doesn't feel personal to them.
Next on the list of top digital transformation thought leaders is Walker Reynolds. Walker Reynolds is the CEO of 4.0 Solutions, as well as other organizations that focus on consulting and system integration for the manufacturing industry. So if you're in manufacturing, supply chain management, industry 4.0, or you just want to learn about technology in general, I highly encourage you to follow Walker. He's got a very unique style, a very down-to-earth, and a way of taking complex topics and presenting it in a way that laypersons can understand. So here's a clip of Walker in a recent presentation that he gave, just to give you a flavor of his background and why you might want to follow him.
How long does it take Tesla to land a new asset on their plant floor? From the day they decide they want a new piece of machinery to the day it's turned on and fully integrated, how long do you think it takes? I'll give you a hint. From the day they broke ground in Shanghai on Giga to the day they ran the first car off the line was 9 months. 9 months. Has anybody been to a gigafactory? Okay, it takes them 4 weeks. From the day they say, yes please, to the day it is producing data on the plant floor, 4 weeks. Do you produce in 4 weeks? No, right? Here's how they do it. You predict that they're gonna need the asset, okay? Number one, so you're already working on the asset before they order it. Believe it or not, just like Amazon predicts what we're gonna buy, you predict what your customers are gonna buy. But more importantly, you put all that data together just like we did in our unified namespace. And the last thing you do after the functional acceptance test on the plant floor is you point that asset to the infrastructure and stream the data. There is no integration top down. There is no, I have to learn all the data points and I gotta put them in a place. There's none of that. It's plug, stream.
Next on the list is Abhijit Varekar, otherwise known as A.V. Varekar, that's his nickname. And he's the CEO of a company called Avero Advisors. Avero Advisors is similar to Third Stage Consulting in that they're technology agnostic advisors and consultants, but they focus on the public sector, whereas Third Stage focuses on a number of different industries. But AV is a guy that I've gotten to know here in recent years, and he's very smart. He's a very articulate presenter, and he has a way of presenting complex topics very clearly, which is why I like following him. He's also a nice guy, easy to talk to, so I want to roll you a clip of a sample of what you can expect if you follow AV in social media.
If you don't get the outcomes you wanted at the outset, it's a failure. You might be under budget, on time, everything looks shiny and great, but you don't have the outcomes. The business outcomes you were looking for from this transformation didn't happen. And now you're stuck with a brand new ERP system that you custom built for yourself, hired people. That's failure. Success to me looks like you define the strategy, not just the strategy, but the outcomes, and you define that before you even start. What does outcome success look like for you? Have KPIs that measure that, and that's when you've met most of them, that's success. And if you haven't, you can have varying degrees of success, but failure is having a brand new ERP or transformation system or AI that does something, but you're not advancing your outcomes.
Next on the list of top digital transformation thought leaders is Marcus Harris with Taft Law. He's an attorney, and he's the only attorney that made this list, not because I don't like attorneys, but because he's just so good at what he does. And the reason I like talking to Marcus is not only because he has a legal mind that's brilliant, but also because he can shift out of the legal mindset and just talk more pragmatically, even outside of the legal realm. So he's a great person to listen to and follow, and he's also not as overwhelming as some attorneys can be in their use of buzzwords and whatnot, so I really like following his content. So here's a clip of Marcus, and hopefully this gives you a flavor of what you could expect if you follow him on social media.
What I want you to be able to do, and this is the goal for every contract that I would negotiate, is to anticipate what's going to happen, put that language in the contract, and then be able to pull that contract out of a desk drawer 5 years, 6 years, 7 years down the road. This thing is going sideways, going off the rails, or the relationship is soured. Say, pull this thing out of your desk drawer and say, look, vendor, section 2A specifically references what happens when you don't do A, B, C, and D, and section 1 really clarifies exactly what you are supposed to do as a result of not meeting your contractual obligations, and so it's all spelled out right here. There is no better opportunity that you are going to have than this contract negotiation process to really understand what the vendor's expectations are, what your expectations are, what the dispute resolution process is going to look like. It really benefits you to be engaged in the contract negotiation process, use it as a tool, and to put everything on the table so that everybody is on the same page as to how that relationship is going to work.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Next on my list of top digital transformation thought leaders is Kristen Valentine. And Kristen Valentine is a senior vice president at Epicor at the moment, but it's not just her role at Epicor that makes her entertaining and educational and informative, it's her background with and experience with several different software vendors in her career. She's one of the few people I know that has worked with six or seven different software vendors and has a unique broad perspective of the enterprise technology space. So here's a clip of what you could expect if you follow Kristen Valentine on social media.
First and foremost, as you know, I really respect Lisa Pope. This is our fourth company together, but the culture really, you know, between she and Steve Murphy, the culture really starts there. And what you're gonna see and why I'm so excited, and I think it's a huge differentiation, is our executive leadership team. They all have best in class work experiences, and they all are so accessible. I can't, you know, there's no hierarchy, there's no ivory tower, there's no, you know, treat somebody like potentially a deity or a rock star. These are people who put their, you know, as you'll see, put their shoes on the way everybody else puts their shoes on. And oh, by the way, may have some good ideas that they're, you know, willing to share. And it's a can-do attitude. Our executive leadership team always says, how can I help? What can I do? What would you like from me? And they're happy to share what their best practices. And we have people from, I mean, Disney, Accenture, Oracle, you name it. I mean, which are obviously competitors. Lisa's, you know, other competitors. But they all bring this great background to everybody's benefit. And the accessibility plus the know-how, I had just so much confidence in their leadership.
Next on my list of top digital transformation thought leaders is Dan Aldridge. Dan is with Merino Consulting Services. He focuses right now on the Infor ecosystem, but he's another person on our list that has focused on a number of different softwares throughout the years. He's been in the enterprise tech space for many years. He's very thoughtful and ubiquitous in the content that he creates, especially on LinkedIn. So I highly encourage you to follow him on LinkedIn if you don't. But in the meantime, here's a clip of him in a recent video to give you a flavor of his style of thought leadership.
The time to implement is so huge. As you know, the things that will dictate whether it's a failure or success is the time to implement. The cost can be staggering. And you know, if you're implementing it in a sort of a modular way, instead of some of the lesser known ones that have the whole footprint, including e-commerce and ERP and MES and all the things that link to it through APIs, it's not a modular approach that some of the big ones take, right? So you might implement purchasing and accounts payable, right? But the other pieces are not there yet. So they're doing it in phases, and it takes a long time and a lot of consulting resources. You're usually dealing with a partner, whereas, you know, some of the smaller ones, they do their own implementations, that they do their own product development, and you get a much more personal experience, if you will, and you get care.
Next on my list of top digital transformation thought leaders is Adriana Girdler with Cornerstone Dynamics. And Adriana has a unique perspective on our list because she's so focused on project management. So even if you're not in the digital transformation space, she's someone that you could follow just to learn about project management in general. And if you're a project manager or if you're working on any sort of project, she provides content that's very helpful in just understanding project management as a function, whether you're an official, formal project manager or just a member of a project team. She's going to provide content that's very helpful. So here's a clip of Adriana just to give you a flavor of her style of thought leadership.
It's really critical with the senior executives up front to get all your buy-in, to get all of the ins and outs, the expectations, your scope template and your charter, and get sign-off. I literally make people sign my document. And I do a priority matrix as well, which again is with the senior executives to say, okay, what is my full constraint on this project, scope, time, or budget? And again, I can't have two constraints. I can only have one. What can I, you know, what is it that I have to optimize? And what I mean by that is, look at, I want you to keep it, but if you have to, you know, flex with it, then by all means, I'm okay if you flex with that. So it would be the remaining two. And then what do I have complete flexibility with? Because I need to be able to, on the turn of a dime, be able to do stuff. And so when I do that all up front, and this is, again, the difference with really good project managers is there's a strategy, right? I get that all up front. I get sign off. My steering committee is made before I actually get my team members together, by the way. That's really important because there's all this approval and buy-in. And if you do all of this up front, I'm not going to get midway a senior executive saying, I want you to change this and I want you to do that. Why? Because we've already come up with all the agreements. But if I still have a senior executive who does that, guess what? I have a change control form, not a change management. This is change control. I have a simple one pager that's in my Slate project management program that I use. And that becomes, it's not only a great tool, but it's a resource.
Next on my list of top digital transformation thought leaders is Mehdi Aftahi from Technology Evaluation Centers. He's the chief technology officer there. He's a guy that works with a number of different technologies. He knows a lot about the enterprise technology and ERP space. Because of his role at Technology Evaluation Centers, he touches and assesses and evaluates a number of different technologies. So he's someone that's very smart, very thoughtful in his thought leadership, and someone that I think you should follow. So here's a quick clip to give you a flavor of what Mehdi's all about.
We always say that you have to start with your business processes and make sure that IT and the solutions that they provide is aligned with the business objectives, which are the business processes. And the best way to do that is, again, start with your business processes and document those and make the blueprint of it, and then talk to the IT people and try to get that. And also, during that process, you will discover multiple areas, probably, that same business processes are handled differently by different departments or different divisions. And that's another advantage or benefit of doing it proper EA or enterprise architecture, which is to standardize your business processes. That's going to help you during the implementation process.
Next on my list of top digital transformation thought leaders is Sam Gupta. He's a principal at Elevate IQ. And Elevate IQ is another independent technology agnostic consulting firm similar to my company, Third Stage Consulting. And Sam is very interesting in his thought leadership in that he puts out a lot of reviews, a lot of videos and content around what makes certain software systems strong and what some of the pros and cons are of some of these different systems out in the marketplace. So he's someone that can be very educational and informative to watch as well. So here's a quick clip of Sam just to give you a flavor of his style of thought leadership.
So overall, just to align our expectation in how we have structured these market segments. So we typically divide this in four different market segments. You have the startup, you have the small, you have the midsize, and you have the enterprise. And the needs of the ERP system across these market segments differ substantially. For example, the startup and small, they are going to be worried a lot more about the transactional capabilities, how they can get the basic capabilities. But when you are going to be at the mid-market level, which is the segment between your $100 million to roughly $1 billion, that is the market segment. Now, these market segments might differ in the industries when you might require these capabilities, but that is the rough guideline overall.
So I hope this has given you some ideas of people to follow and learn from in the digital transformation space, but I'd also love to hear from you. Which of these thought leaders are you most intrigued by? Or more importantly, who did I miss? Who should I add to this list? Who else would you recommend that organizations and individuals follow to learn more about digital transformations? I'd love to hear your comments below. And who knows, maybe I'll find someone new that I could follow as well. So I'd love to see what comments you have. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.